it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross. Now, let me give you context here. Matthew, people often say this, Matthew is geared towards the who?
Jews.
And you know what? They're absolutely right.
Amen. Amen.
But guess what? It's not in a good way.
Amen.
Matthew's supposed to be to the Jews and hail Jews. No. In fact, Matthew's written to really just slam them.
Amen.
And show them that the kingdom of God has been taken from them.
Amen.
And given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And in fact, in context of this, this people is referring to the Jews. Their heart has waxed gross. They seen, see not. Hearing, they hear not. They're not able to understand the word of God. Look what it goes on to say. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. So really, this is almost in reference to someone who's a reprobate,
yeah.
If you think about it. Because he's saying there that they've closed their eyes. And in other portions of Scripture, it talks about how God has closed their eyes.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They've closed their ears. In other portions of Scripture, you see that God has closed their ears. You know why? Because they rejected the truth. And in fact, it says there that their ears are dull of hearing.
Yeah.
You see, someone who has an ear dull of hearing is someone who has heard the truth over and over again, and they completely rejected it. They've grown bored of the truth. Well, the Jews had the truth for many, many years. Okay, even to the point where Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, came. And they rejected him, okay? They rejected the word of God. And so here we see that he was speaking in parables, and the disciples come and he's like, why are you speaking to them in stories? And he goes, because I don't want them to understand the word of God. You see, that's how valuable the Bible is. The Bible's for saved people, amen?
Amen.
It's not just for everyone. And in fact, you put the word of God into the wrong hands, you will get corruption, deceit, you will get just a lot of false teachings. It's dangerous in the hands of the wrong person. So therefore, Jesus Christ would give the parables in order for the saved to understand and for the unsaved not to understand. Specifically here, we see it's the Jews. Now,